Pleasure to speak to this young fellow again. Haven't caught up with him for quite a while, and he joins us on the phone today covering things that are happening in the world of education. Professor John Fischetti from the University of Newcastle. John, thank you so much for your time today. I know we have a topic to get into, but mate, just very quickly, if what we're suspecting will take place, that another week of restrictions for Greater Sydney and beyond, if that is the case, what do you suspect that schooling will look like, I guess, for us in the Hunter and those just across the road in the Central Coast?
Well, good morning, Mark. It's great to hear your voice. As the Premier announces this coming up at 11, it'll change, so don't put this down as truth or fact, but it appears as if a lockdown will continue in the Greater Sydney area. We in the Newcastle area and the regional parts of New South Wales not affected by that lockdown. Schools would reopen next week after school holidays. There will likely be mask rules, though, in those schools for any indoor activities. So stay tuned later today. But it looks like the good news for all those parents who had nothing planned for next week with their kids, it looks like in at least most of our listening area, schools would be allowed to open.
All right. And again, like you said, 11 o'clock is generally when the Premier's press conferences happen. So we'll see what happens in a couple of hours from now. All right. Taking us through the rest of the school process, John, one of the things that seems to be the end game by the time you get to year 12 of high school is the ATAR, what that score would be like. However, there are some potential other things happening in that space.
Yeah, and this has just come up in the last couple of weeks when you were on holiday, Mark, is there's increasing work on what's called learner profiles. And let me just give the short version of what that means. When I was in school, I took a course. It might be history. It might be English. And on my transcript or on my testamer, it just has a list of those courses with marks by it. But there's not the evidence of what I did in those courses, you know, whether those were the assessment tasks or the daily activities. The trend as we're moving forward is to have all the evidence, all the work students do, assembled in portfolios of sorts, which can be online these days in most of the disciplines, or doesn't have to be text-based. It can be audio and video and alternative kinds of medium. And then those pieces of evidence are linked to skills you're supposed to learn in school. So if we're supposed to be problem solvers, here's the evidence I'm a problem solver. Supposed to be able to give an effective 3-minute presentation, here's my effective 3-minute presentation. These profiles are being assembled, and there's a variety of them emerging around the world in Australia that will give us better evidence, not just a list of what you've done. And that's the trend that's moving forward that could replace just a rank or a score, which seems arbitrary to the 21st century kind of thinking.
It seems that if we go this way, John, that this could actually also build part of a CV or a job application. So, like, again, you're going for a certain job, and, yeah, you might have, let's say you've got a couple of applicants that hit, let's say, pick a number randomly, 75, right? But somebody that might have earned about 70 or 72, they can actually show some of this other gear and go, hang on a minute, this is what my, if it's problem solving or whatever it is, this is some of the things that I actually did. Employers can go, oh, actually, that actually looks pretty good. So it's not just about that one number on the page.
Mark, your astuteness has impressed me again. Very, very insightful comment.
First thing I've said all day and I got it right. Tick, I'll stop I get behind.
The notion of this allows there not only to be the formal learning, but for many young people, they have done certificates, like a Certificate 3, which shows that it could be attached, and also evidence of what they do outside of school. They might be a referee for an AFL code. They might have volunteered at the hospital. They might have worked in aged care. They might have other skills that can wrap around their academic ones and present a better holistic 360-degree profile. The advantage of this, it doesn't replace the courses they're taking. It kind of pulls the skills together. Now, system-wise, this can be done in electronic tools, but it does mean at some point somebody has to look at this and say, yeah, Mark and John are good to go. They've met some standard. And once we go to that standard, the fear of some is we'll just have a newfangled ranking system. So there'll be a score of 82 or 85 attached to that. I hope we wouldn't get to that point and let the evidence, just as you said, in a CV and based on people's judgment, make that determination. But the pressure will be in anything to kind of make it easier or standardize it. And that's the only worry. This could be just a new fancy ATAR to replace the older, less fancy one. And that's what we don't really want to end up with. But you could sort of see that government officials like it when it's simple and there's a number.
I think we might be getting to a stage, hopefully, John, where it's kind of like the real world once you get beyond schooling, where real life is a mix of numbers on the page, but also real world life experience as well. This potentially is a microcosm of that.
Yes, and very similar to what artists have done their whole lives. They carry around a portfolio, like of their work, and when they go into an interview or they go in to showcase it, they have it to show. Picture that you carry around with you, even if it's in the cloud, all the things you've done to showcase your best work. That really does mean people take seriously the work along the way, because a lot of schoolwork is well behind us. We don't even remember doing it because it really didn't seem to have value.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of a couple of things that I did at school. I know I did a hell of a lot, but you're right. It just does sort of, you know, get into the rear vision mirror and kind of stay there. As always, a pleasure catching up with John Fischetti from the University of Newcastle, Professor of Education. And like the rest of us, John, we'll be watching to see what happens around 11 o'clock. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Mark.